so that they were able to teach it to us this evening. Can I encourage you to have your Bibles open again at Matthew and chapter 14. Matthew and chapter 14. And we're looking at this story of Jesus walking on the water. Let me start though by asking a question. Do we know what it is to experience difficulties in life? Have we experienced difficulties in life? Now, you might only be three. You might be quite a bit older. But my guess is that whatever age you are, you know something of what it is to experience a difficulty or a trial in life. I read this afternoon, actually, of a patient in hospital who encountered a difficult trial. The conversation between patient and doctor went like this. Doctor to patient. I have bad news and worse news. So let's have it, said the patient. The doctor said, the bad news is that you only have 24 hours to live. I can't imagine what could be worse than that, said the patient. The doctor replied, I forgot to tell you yesterday. We all know what it is to face difficulties in life. And sometimes we refer to those difficulties as the storms of life. Well, if you are a Christian here tonight, then I have got some encouragement for you. If you're not a Christian, I'm really pleased that you are here. I do have something to say to you this evening, but most of what I'm going to say is directed towards those who are Christians. You see, when we face difficulties or trials in life, we can be encouraged by a number of things. And if you've got your weekly news sheet on you, you will see that I've got five things written down there for us. Firstly, if we're experiencing trials or difficulties in life, we can know that Jesus brought us here. In other words, we can be confident that the trial or the difficulty that we are experiencing is according to the will of Jesus. Jesus meant for us to experience such a difficulty or trial. Peter, can we have the first picture, please, up on the screen? Now, on this particular day, Jesus, verse 22, made his disciples get into a boat and go on ahead of him to the other side whilst he dismissed the large crowd that he had been speaking to. Now listen to this. Jesus told his disciples to get into the boat and to go over the other side of the lake, knowing that when they found themselves in the middle of the lake, they would encounter a storm. A terrible storm, a difficulty in life, a trial of life. If we experience difficulties in life, isn't it good to know, as Christians, that Jesus, who loves us and has demonstrated his love for us by dying upon the cross, meant for us to experience such a time of difficulty. I think that's very encouraging. Secondly, if we're experiencing difficulties or trials in life, We can be encouraged by the fact that Jesus is praying for us. Now, I'm sure, young people, that your parents pray for you. Maybe you've got grandparents that pray for you. I know that I've got a grandparent and a great aunt that pray regularly for me, and that's really encouraging. But what is even more encouraging is that Jesus, up in heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father, is always praying for me. Isn't that encouraging? Jesus is always praying for me. I might not feel that I can pray. The situation is so difficult. I'm struggling so much with it, but Jesus, my Saviour and my Master, is praying for me in heaven. And as we look at these verses, we can see that Jesus, we've got another picture, I think, showing this, went up onto the mountainside and began to pray. And I'm sure that he was praying for his disciples who had got in the boat and were making their way across the lake. He knew what would happen, and therefore he was praying that their faith would not fail, that they might continue to put their trust in him and in his goodness in the midst of the storm, when it eventually arose. The third encouragement is this. There are five encouragements, but the third encouragement is this, that when we're facing trials and difficulties of one kind or another, we can be confident that Jesus will come to us. We can be confident that when life is really difficult, that Jesus will come to us and meet us at the point of our deepest need. That evening, as we can see in the next picture, there was a storm, a terrible storm, it would seem, enough to frighten the disciples. The wind was blowing, the waves were hitting the boat. It wasn't a particularly pleasant experience, and they were some distance from the shore. Perhaps in the midst of these difficult moments, the disciples were tempted to question whether Jesus really cared. I mean, where was he in the midst of their dark moment? Sometimes we can feel like that too, can't we? When we're really going through a difficult time, where is Jesus? Where is he when I need him so desperately? But we see in this story that during the fourth watch, during the middle of the night, Jesus, verse 25, went out to them walking on the lake, walking on water. Do people normally do that? No. And we'll see what the disciples thought about that in just a moment. But why do you think that Jesus went out to his disciples walking on water? I mean, why didn't he just suddenly appear in the boat? Why did he feel the need to walk on water towards them? Let me suggest two reasons. Firstly, to demonstrate to his disciples that he was greater than the storm, greater than the waves and the wind that troubled them. And secondly, to illustrate to his disciples that nothing that frightened them prevented him from coming to them. I'm arguing this evening that when we experience difficulties or trials of one kind or another, as Christians, we can expect Jesus to come to us and meet us at the point of our deepest need. And from having been in churches now for many, many years, I've heard so many Christians testify to the fact that through their darkest hours, Jesus has made his presence felt. And has seen them through, has uplifted them, has helped them, has comforted them, has encouraged them. Well, what did the disciples think that they saw when Jesus came walking to them on the water? Do any of you young people know? What did the disciples think that Jesus was? Samuel? A ghost. A ghost. And they were terrified. Because, as I said a moment or two ago, it's not every day, is it, that you see somebody walking towards you on water. Let me ask another question. Why do you think that they didn't recognize Jesus? Now, you might say because it was dark. You might say because there was water, you know, spraying up everywhere. But I think there's another reason why they didn't recognize that it was Jesus. It's this. That they weren't expecting Jesus to come to them. They weren't expecting Jesus to come and meet them during their time of need. They were just expecting to have to cope with the storm on their own. And so, friends, this evening, whether you're only three or whether you're quite a bit older than three, let me encourage you to expect Jesus to come and meet you when things are difficult and you are in need. Don't be surprised when he does. So there are three reasons to be encouraged when difficulties arise. Jesus brought me here, Jesus is praying for me, and Jesus will come to me. There are two more things that I want to say, but I'm going to break the talk up into two, and we're going to stand and sing so that we can stretch our legs, and let's pray once more. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. The love that caused you to send your Son, the Lord Jesus, into our world. And we've just been singing about his willingness to go to the cross in order to pay the price for our sin. Such a clear and wonderful demonstration of your love towards us, an undeserving people. Help us, Lord, to grasp more and more as the weeks and the months go by of the height and depth and width of your love. Keep us focused upon Jesus Christ and him crucified and risen again. Lord, some of us aren't encountering difficulties in life at this moment in time. Things are good. And life seems to be going well. We're sailing in calm seas. Everything is going smoothly. And we thank you, Lord, that you give to us such days. We thank you for the days where the sun shines. We thank you for those days when all is calm and when we feel relaxed. But some of us in this room, Lord, are experiencing trials and difficulties. And we thank you, Lord, that you know our need and that you, in your goodness and in your mercy, will come to us and help us during our time of need. We thank you, Lord Jesus, as we've reminded ourselves this evening that you pray for us, that you intercede for us at the right hand of the Father. We thank you that there isn't a situation that we go through in life that is outside of your will and purpose. We don't always understand your ways, but we thank you that we can indeed trust in you and help us to trust in you. When it seems that you are nowhere to be found, when it seems as if you do not care, we pray that you would especially help us during those moments to trust in you and to be confident in your goodness and in your love. So help us, Lord, as we continue to look into your word this night, and we pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. So we're thinking about trials and difficulties that we all experience in life. And thus far we've given thought to the fact that Jesus brings us to such points. That Jesus prays for us when we experience such difficulties, and that Jesus will come to us and meet us at the point of our need. Two more things to say. Fourthly, that Jesus will help me grow. He'll help me to grow as a Christian through such trials and difficulties. He allows such things to come our way in life in order that we might become stronger and more mature, more grown up as Christians. Let me read what it says to you in James and chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials, difficulties of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Wimbledon is taking place, isn't it, at the moment. As we sit here, we're hoping that Andy Murray is winning, or has won. But it's interesting, isn't it, that these tennis players often have to go through many difficult and trying games in order to really grow and become mature and strong as tennis players. Those moments are often difficult, usually really disappointing. And sometimes we've seen players on our television screens cry because they have lost. But those moments have often made them strong. And Jesus allows us to experience difficulties in order to make us strong. This, I think, was the purpose of the storm in the middle of the lake. These disciples, you see, needed to learn to trust in Jesus, to meet them at the point of their need, especially when they couldn't see him and it seemed as if he didn't care. Well, I said that Jesus appeared to the disciples as a ghost, and they cried out in fear. But look at verse 27. Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." And then Peter, the most outspoken of all the disciples, said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." Now I'd like to ask you all a question. Would you have said what Peter said? I don't think I would. I don't know quite what to make of Peter asking if he can walk on water towards Jesus. But Jesus said, verse 29, "Come." And so Peter, we read, got out of the boat and began to walk on the water towards Jesus. And I think we've got a picture of that. And whilst Peter was looking at Jesus, everything was okay. But young people, what do you think he did? What do you think that he did? Well, I'll tell you what he did. He took his eyes off Jesus and he began to look at the waves. Perhaps he looked down at his feet and thought, "Oh dear, there's nothing under my feet, except perhaps a mile of water." And guess what happened then? What happened when he took his eyes off Jesus? Yes, he began to sing, didn't he? I think we've got a picture of that. Can you imagine how scary that must have been for Peter? I think these verses emphasize to us as Christians how important it is to keep our eyes on Jesus when we pass through difficult times. Because only Jesus can help us rise above the storms of life. That has certainly been my experience. When life has been tough, if I've kept my eyes on Jesus, if I've read my Bible and talked to Jesus every day, then somehow, I can't explain how, I've managed to get through. And sometimes with a smile. Often with joy in my heart. The worst thing we can do is to take our eyes off Jesus. And to begin to look at the problems that are around us, whatever those problems might be. Well, yes, Peter began to sink. And when he realized that he was sinking towards death, he cried out to the Lord Jesus, "Lord, save me." What do you think Jesus did? Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and said, "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" Let me speak for just a moment to any here this evening that might not yet be a Christian. If there ever comes a day when you feel keenly your sin before God, and you realize that you are worthy of being judged by God, you, like Peter, can cry out to the Lord Jesus with the word, "Save me." Not save me from the water of the lake, but save me from my sin. Save me from your just judgment. And you know, Jesus will hear your prayer if indeed it is a sincere prayer. He will, as it were, reach out and save you. He will forgive you of all your sins, past sins, present sins, and future sins. And you'll be able to know that all is well between you and God. Fifthly, and lastly, Jesus will see me through. Jesus will see me through. Whenever we experience difficulties or trials of one kind or another, we can be confident, if we are Christians, that Jesus will see us through all the difficulties of life, all the way home to heaven itself. What did Jesus say to Peter? Jesus said to Peter, when he asked if he could get out of the boat and walk towards him, "Come." The moment, I would argue, that Jesus said, "Come," to Peter, meant that it was a sure thing that Jesus would see Peter safely back into the boat. And that is exactly what happened. I think we've got a picture of that. If Jesus has said to us, "Come, follow me," and we have responded to Jesus' call to follow him all the days of our lives, we can rest assured that Jesus will lead us safely home through all the storms and the difficulties and the trials of life. How can we be sure that Jesus will lead us safely home to heaven? Well, because he is Lord. Lord over all the storms of life. Because he is the Son of God. He has the power, the ability to lead us safely home. Verse 32, and when they climbed into the boat, that's Jesus and Peter, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, that is Jesus, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Let me finish by summing things up. When life is tough and there are trials to face, as Christians we can know this, that Jesus brought us here, that Jesus is praying for us, that Jesus will come to us, that Jesus will help us to grow through the difficulties, and that Jesus will see us through all the way to heaven. I know that trials and difficulties are horrible. Who in their right mind would say that they actually like them? But we can be confident in Jesus in the midst of all the trials and the difficulties that we face. Well, I hope that that's an encouragement to young and to old this evening. Shall we stand and sing together our final hymn?